Johnny Van Zant is, of course, the lead singer of the legendary band Lynyrd Skynyrd, and they're celebrating 50 years of music. And although the band, has faced some trials and tribulations over the years, they're celebrating, they're filling arenas still all over the world, including right here in Nova Scotia at the Scotiabank Centre in Halifax on September 23rd. Johnny, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, brother. Good to be here. I'm glad that we're still around and playing that great music, man.
50 years of Skynyrd, man. What a journey.
I know, I know. Of course, I wasn't there in the first, what, 10 years, but I've been doing the band almost 40 years now, so coming up on 40 years. And but I've been around the music my whole life. Hey, you know what? People don't realize that I was a fan of Skynyrd before, I was asked to be a part of it. 10 years after that unfriendly day in 1977, and I'm so glad I did, though, man. You know what? I walked into a room back in 87, 86, the end of 86, and all the surviving members were there, and the plane crash, and asked me to be a part of it. And you know what? I seen the smiles on their face. And you know what? What people don't realize is that those guys were real young in 77, and my brother was a little older, and he was the alpha dog, the commander in chief, and the father figure, and he was gone. And those guys were lost in life without him. He was that much of a dominant figure in their life. And so we went out, man, in 87. Here we are in 2025,
I
baby.
know, I know. What do you think? Why do you think this band has like outlasted others? There's a lot of bands out there that have not had this longevity. Why do you think people keep coming out, keep loving the music, and new fans too?
Yeah, you know what? It's generational. We're four generations now into this. And last night we played Calgary, and looking out in the audience, there was so, like you said, a lot of younger kids and a mixture of everybody. But I think it was the songs, you know what I mean? The songs talk about real life situations, and everything from drugs to pleasing your mama with Simple Man, and of course the mighty famous Free Bird, which is really one of the only love songs. Well, there's a few of them that mention about love and stuff like that, but Free Bird's a love song about a girl, and of course at the end it was done dedicated to the late great Duane Allman, and I think it's the songs. I think the guys were from the west side of Jacksonville, Florida, as well as all of us. And it wasn't much to do there a long time ago. So music was an outlet, and they wrote some great songs that have stood the test of time here.
What a area to grow up in too, just musically. Like there was Skynyrd sort of in that area, and then there was like I know the Heartbreakers were just kind of
Oh
started
yeah,
down the road,
Gainesville.
and yeah,
Yeah.
it's just such a
Yeah.
what a cool
Well, the
area. That's
Allman Brothers from Jacksonville, 38 Special, Blackfoot, Molly
yeah.
Hatchet,
Yeah.
and the whole Southern era. And I used to ride my bike. There was a place called Good Shepherd, and I'm sorry, the Forest Inn. And it was right down the road from my house. And on Sundays, they had a outdoor concert series. I used to ride my bike down there to see the Allman Brothers. I'd sit in the field and watch the Allman Brothers, not knowing what was going to happen later on. And amazing turn of events. God has a plan for all of us, and luckily ours was music.
Now you and the band have toured Canada many times. Is there anything different about touring Canada, like crowd wise? Because you think of Lynyrd Skynyrd, it's like, oh, it's an American band, but it's so much more than that to Canadian audiences, right?
It really is. You know what? I had a guy ask me the other day. We just got back from Europe. We toured in Europe in July and did an interview. And the guy goes, "What's the difference between European fans and American fans?" I said, "If you're a Skinner fan, none." You know what I mean? We're all as one in this, and the love of the music. And I always say, surely we have some doctors and lawyers and stuff like that that like the music, but it's mostly hard-working, God-fearing people that love the music.
And it brings people together, really,
Yeah, it
from
does.
all aspects of life, which is a
It
good.
really does. Again, I'll go back to last night, and last night was our first night here in Canada, We had played Vancouver a few weeks ago, but we had a few other shows to do back in America. But we were coming back up here doing this tour here with the Outlaws, and looking out in the audience tonight, looking at, like you said, it brings people together. There was young kids right next to the older fans, and they're all singing and having a good time. I was like, this is a pretty cool thing, you know?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, sure is.
If people have never been to a Skynyrd show, what can they expect? What's it like?
You know what? It's pretty high energy, to be honest. I think, we go out there and we really get it, man. We don't go, okay, we're going to phone it in. And, you know what? We play everything. Everything is us playing it, you know? And if I'm sick, it's going to sound like I'm sick, you know? And, you what's the old saying, the old REO Speedwagon song? You can tune a fish, but you can't. No, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. Well, you can't tune a vocal cord, but you can just rest it. But you know what? Just a lot of fun. Hopefully, they can leave their. You know what? For me, I've come up with a conclusion that I don't get paid for playing because I really enjoy that. That time away from the cell phone, the laptop, the computers, all the stuff that comes along with day-to-day life for 90 minutes, 2 hours, I'm just playing music, and that's a great, great thing. But I get paid for traveling, you know. So yeah. Traveling's
Listen.
what I do to get paid, you know. But the playing part is so much fun to me, especially at this time in my life, you know. I want to soak it all in. I want to get everything I can, and from what the gift that God has given me, man, and that's to play music.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
When you're in Halifax, I got to tell you, you should try a Donair. Have you ever tried a Donair before? You ever heard of a
What is
Donair?
that,
A
Tibbs?
Donair, it's really good. You're not a vegetarian, eh?
No.
Okay, you should get a Donair. It's basically a pita with some shaved meat in it and some really great sauce. It's a Halifax and Nova Scotia favorite, so you should
Oh,
try
that's awesome. I'm going to
it.
now. I'm definitely. I see my lunch.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
One more question for you, Johnny, and then I'll let you go. When you look back on the band's history and your own history, what do you want people to remember of you and of the band?
Well, I think with me, somebody that had his heart in it, you know. I never dreamt that I'd be a part of this band, you know, growing up. If I had my just, I'd be like the guy. I went and seen B.B. King one time, and there was a guy who had a towel. Excuse me, that voice was used last night. He had a towel and a red Solo cup, and he handed it to B.B. B.B. drank out of it, and then he took the towel and wiped his head off. I said, you know, I could have been that guy for Ronnie. But you know what? For me, my heart was in it. And you know what? I love the music as much as any fan out there. And I hope I've done it justice. And I've tried my best, and that's all anybody could ever do. And to carry on the legacy for those who started this way back when. As far as the band, I think the band should be remembered as a bunch of guys that came from nothing and rose from the ashes, really. And had a terrible thing that happened to him in 1977, but it's kind of like the old Phoenix thing, you know what I mean? It just keeps rising, and by the help of the fans, you know what I mean? The love of the music, and that the guys wrote great, great songs and songs that meant a lot to different generations, you know. It was honest. I guess that's the word I'm trying to say. You know, it was an honest gift back to the fans.
Well, Johnny, I want to thank you so much for your time. Really,
All
I
right, brother.
appreciate it.
No problem. I'm
Congratulations.
gonna go out. I got the sun coming in on me
There you
right now,
go.
and I'm gonna go out and enjoy it. I'm from Florida.
You rest up. Rest up. Have fun. And thank you so much for the music.
All right, brother man. Take
Okay.
care.
See you later.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, man.
Bye
See ya.
bye.
Bye.